Chapter 1. So Many Questions. Many, many years ago, elephants had short little noses. They did not have trunks. They could move their noses from side to side, but they could not pick anything up with their noses. They were happy this way. They did not know any better. But there was one elephant that changed everything. He was not a wise old elephant as one might think. He was just a child. He was the elephant's child. He lived in Africa with many different animals. And he was curious. Curious with a capital C. He wanted to know everything. He asked a lot of questions, and his family got tired of hearing them. "Why do you have such long tail feathers?" he asked his aunt Ostrich.
"I don't know," said his aunt.
"Stop asking so many questions." And Aunt Ostrich swatted at his bum, but he jumped out of the way. "Why do you have so many spots?" he asked his uncle Giraffe.
"I don't know," said his uncle. "Stop asking so many questions."
And Uncle Giraffe swatted at the elephant's child's bum, but he jumped out of the way. Then the elephant's child went to see his aunt Hippopotamus. And he asked her, "Why are your eyes red?"
"I don't know," she said. "Stop asking so many questions."
And Aunt Hippopotamus swatted at his bum, but he jumped out of the way. Then he went to see his uncle Baboon. And he asked his uncle, "Why do melons taste so good?"
"I don't know," said his uncle. "Stop asking so many questions."
And Uncle Baboon swatted at his bum, but he jumped out of the way. This is how it was. The elephant's child asked questions about everything. Everything he saw or felt or touched or heard or smelled. One day, he asked a new question. "What does the crocodile eat for dinner?" All of the animals were afraid of the crocodile.
"Hush!" they all said.
And all of the animals swatted at his bum, and they got it this time. They tried to make him understand. The crocodile was dangerous. "Mother and father and all my aunts and all my uncles have swatted me, but I still want to know the answer," said the elephant's child. The elephant's child went to see the crane and asked his question. The crane said, "I am afraid of the crocodile too. You should not ask this question. But if you truly want to know the answer, you must go to the Gray Green River and ask the crocodile."